Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed Monday, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. The Supreme Court set to hear arguments April 25th. A decision on the matter is expected by July. One large U.S. college sports governing body voting to ban all transgender athletes from women's sports. The NAIA, or the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Council of Presidents, unanimously voted in favor of the policy Monday. An earlier survey indicated strong support for such a ban. A rash of random sucker punch attacks in New York has resulted in a 68-year-old woman being hospitalized in critical condition. This Greek Orthodox clergyman knew of the incident, said the woman was also robbed as she was attacked on her way to church Sunday in the Big Apple.
Horrible. I could not believe my eyes seeing what he did to this lady.
A reward being offered in the case. The UConn Huskies, back-to-back NCAA men's basketball champions, they beat Purdue 75-60 in the national championship game Monday night. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Many Americans reflect upon Monday's celestial celebration. This man in Texas says it was momentous for him.
The few moments where the sun actually did peek through and you could actually see the eclipse, I mean, incredible.
This guy in New York says,
well, somewhat with the cloud, a little anticlimactic.
And there were some of those who never knew.
So I thought it was kind of a hoax, but then now I see it and pretty cool.
It'll be another 20 years before North America bears witness to a total solar eclipse again. The last time before Monday was in 2017. A judge in Washington State ruling on Monday that state's limit on high-capacity magazines is unconstitutional. The ruling came from a case brought by the Washington Attorney General's office against Gators Custom Guns for selling high-capacity magazines. Teams are removing cargo containers from the vessel that hit the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate more movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge, marking ongoing salvage efforts to disentangle the wreckage. Sunday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game is another record breaker. It became the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first of all, we got to get America to kind of, straighten out their gaze a little bit. All day yesterday with eyes looking up. Necks are sore this morning, but, all kinds of different testimonials as a result of, looking up in the sky for the eclipse. And, what can you do? So, I guess fun was had by all, and there was some interesting nervousness about it because of what the signs could have meant. Rebecca Terrell is with us right now, senior editor for the New American Magazine. Rebecca, don't you love it when you have spectacles like this? And it just it brings out all the crazies, and the one thing about it is that, and it's interesting, especially from the left, because somehow they got to get to climate change, but they get there, they navigate there, they'll kind of bumble around, and that's where they end up. It's climate change.
Exactly. I saw a list of helpful hints for the eclipse. One of which was, do not trust the squirrel with the child's face. It speaks only lies. It was a whole list of things like that. It was so funny. Isn't it odd how people are always, everyone, they say every generation believes we're living in end times. Mm. And, it's kind of funny because we all are personally living in our own end times. But
exactly.
I think God has a lot more in store for the earth. I don't think we're necessarily need to be looking for signs and wonders, in the sky.
Well, you wonder, if the cosmos just having fun with us too, because here it is. Right. Some are looking at the trajectory of the eclipse, and there was another, I guess, a sub eclipse that crossed that some people said, well, it looks like an X. No, that looks like a cross. Okay. And right. And so then the other was that the eclipse was going through seven cities with the name Nineveh. Okay, so that was interesting. So so you had everybody there. There was plenty to talk about from every position of whether you're looking at it through an end times prophetic lens, or if you're looking at it as a current natural disaster, and once again the planet being irresponsible and and causing, climate change issues that are, causing the world to boil, so.
Exactly. Well, if there are crosses being formed in the sky, I'd say bring the blessings on because we need them.
Yes.
We absolutely do, because you know, and the link to Nineveh. Let's look at what that means. It means, well, Nineveh was the city that needed to do repentance and penance, and they did.
Yes.
And look what happened. You know, they averted disaster and brought blessings on them. So maybe there's a lesson there we could learn, whether intended or not, by the sun and the moon.
Well, again, I think it's all valid. It's like, you know, let's have the conversation. And if that's what, you know, what moves you, and you see, I mean, because here we are. I mean, the fact of the matter is polling people you talk to, they're like in a daze, Rebecca, because they don't know what to make of all this stuff. You know, transgendering, pronoun sensitivity, all this stuff. I mean, we've suspended common sense. And people are wondering, okay, what, something's got to give here sooner or later, because this is crazy. This is I don't know how you can continue to sustain this kind of insanity. Somebody's going to go nuts here.
Right, I agree. And you know, we look back and we read the Old Testament that says God repented that He made man, so He sent the flood. And
right.
I mean, these times, how they. They weren't worse than we are now. Even the trans, I'm doing a major research project right now on the transgender issue against children, the war on children, which is the name of that new documentary that came out, Robbie and Lynn Starbuck produced, and it's wildly popular, not because it's good to watch, but it's necessary to watch. It's very gruesome to watch. Just seeing the pervasiveness of this satanic agenda against our next generation, which would be fathering the next generation, and now is being emasculated and prevented from doing so.
Yeah, what carries forward in this? I mean, you've got a Supreme Court justice doesn't know the definition of a woman. Everything's being neutered here. You know, babies continue to be aborted. It doesn't bode well. And as you say, with Nineveh, when the prophet Jonah went to Nineveh reluctantly, it took a fish to get him there. He could have called an Uber, but you know, God gave him a fish, and so he got there reluctantly. But the thing was they received the message. Leadership received the message, and they were so devastated that they made sure even the animals were wearing, you know, sackcloth. You know, for repentance. That's how serious they took it. And then what happened was God gave them a reprieve, gave them 100 years. But humans being who we are, we start slip sliding away. And so they could only hold on to it for 100 years. Well, here we are in America, blessed with this great American idea for close to 250 years now. And, and it's slip sliding away. And it is amazing. I mean, who would think that there would be one party, particularly, that would sell its soul and abandon our, you know, constitutional rights, our founding, and anything that would resemble a democratic republic. They talk about democracy, but they only talk about democracy as a shield to, it's a ruse to get you to believe or somehow be convinced that they're still earnest about protecting, you know, this democratic republic. They're not, because their behavior, policies, everything they've been enacting for, you know, since the Obama years, particularly a little bit in Clinton, but definitely from the Obama years forward. Wow. They just have, jumped the shark and have abandoned. They've abandoned God. They abandoned God from their, from their platform in 2000. And it's been a downward spiral ever since. And, it's odd from our venue, you know, because we look at it as, you know, that's not our party. And you see this going on, you're going, whoa, this is nuts. But the thing is, it's so scary, is they're in control right now. And that's what makes it especially deleterious. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say what you said before about them always constantly invoking, oh, we want to protect our democracy. I see that as them laughing up their sleeves, because actually we're not a democracy. That's the worst form of government to be. It's always a transitional government, and it's always a transition from a good government to anarchy. And then anarchy becomes totalitarianism. So we need to stand up for our republic and know, no, we're not a democracy. We are a republic, rule of law, not a democracy, Bob rule.
Yeah. You know? Well, but in and a sense, but they are acting like a democracy, are they not?
They are. Well, they've made us into a democracy, and we weren't. And the Founding Fathers didn't set it up this way. There was no direct election of U.S. senators prior to 1913. Mm-hmm. That's why they set up the Electoral College, to protect us against democracy and preserve the republic. Again, rule of law. Think about which form of government crucified Jesus. It was democracy. It was mob rule. Crucify him, crucify him. That's democracy in action.
Here it is. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, more from Rebecca Terrell. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Rebecca Terrell is with us. I'm just looking over her new book. This is really, in some sense, yes, it's refreshing, and it causes you to smile a little bit, but it also is so true that it can amp up your concern. The title of her new book is "And to Think That I Saw It on K Street," written and illustrated by Rebecca Terrell, her her hidden name, an alias. Yeah, Dr. Susie. I love it. This is great. But I love the last line. Yeah, go ahead. You got one?
Well, no, I got the idea because, you know, they canceled four Dr. Seuss books, which might have just been a marketing tactic, but regardless, they said he was racist, and I thought, oh, come on. That's ridiculous. So that's how I got the idea to think that I saw it on K Street Northwest to expose the power behind the throne in Washington, D.C. Everybody's calling it a children's book, but it really was written for adults, even though kids can enjoy it, too. In fact, there was a 9-year-old boy who posted a video review of it on Amazon. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's great. He was adorable. And talking about it. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The thing is, for the 9-year-old, this is the baton we're passing on to him. You know, the last two sentences here, you know, we've got the character behind bars in a jail jumpsuit. They said, you're right, they said I had led a domestic insurgence and warned of a possible coming resurgence and issued a shelter in place until clear while animal protests went on in high gear. And now I'm suspended on YouTube and Facebook. That sounds like you and me. I made FBI's list as most wanted hate crook, all because I unearthed a huge hornet's nest and to think that I saw it on K Street Northwest. Yeah, there's no doubt. In fact, I was thinking about you because I was watching the interview with Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard. And Tulsi was very, you know, very outspoken and direct. I mean, here she was, the number two. You know, her political capital was rising when she was with the Democratic Party, number two, and the DNC behind Debbie Wasserman Schultz during the Clinton years. But it was so shocking, you know, to her. I mean, here she is. She's a she's a uniformed officer and still mm-hmm. serves in the military and saw what was going on, that there were, you know, the government was really irresponsible and putting at risk, you know, fellow soldiers with their policies, that the military-industrial complex was real and all this manipulation and lying and cheating that was taking place was too much for her to bear. And finally, of course, we know she had to step away from, you know, from the Democratic Party. And you know, it was interesting to hear her say, because I had not heard her say this before, but, you know, she's definitely a constitutionalist and believes like we do that our rights do not come from the government, but from God himself.
Right. They have to, or if they come from the government can take them away whenever they want to. So, you know,
it's what's happening right now.
It's what's,
exactly. And that's what's happening now. Now, speaking of which, of course, as we're a couple hundred days out from the November election, the concern is still heightened. There's heightened awareness about, you know, voter integrity. Is there going to be cheating? And then also right now we're hearing on the horizon reports from qualified doctors, Rebecca, are saying that the bird flu pandemic is coming and everything is to the ready. Vaccines are already prepared. I mean, they knew this ahead of time because they've been jury rigging this situation. And just like they did with Wuhan, they've been playing with this virus for a long time, right?
Exactly. And for years and years and years, we allowed the establishment to use that hated term conspiracy theory. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist if you tried to point out anything like this was happening. Because it hasn't just started since 2020. It started years and years, decades and decades ago. And now, we're seeing the outcome of it. It's been happening while we slept, you know, that book, While You Slept. And it's been going on for years. And now, like you said, what are we going to do about it? I believe that that group, United Sovereign Americans, it's not a sovereign citizens group. They're all about election, exposing the problems
integrity
within various states. Yeah, a very state election. Well, and Marley will tell you, I don't believe in election integrity because that's a moral precept. She said elections are either lawful or they're unlawful. And she leads the United Sovereign Americans, Marley Hornick, and she says that we're saying you can't say who won any election in these. She's working with 22 different states, and they're dropping these lawsuits asking for temporary restraining orders against using the state voter roll databases in upcoming elections because with proof, the verifiable proof, quantifiable proof, hundreds of thousands of errors in state voter roll databases, and those errors break federal law. Our federal civil rights law that we have set up, which, you know, we can argue, yes, the federal civil rights legislation is all unconstitutional. The problem is, it's the law right now. It's on the book.
Right.
And our own voter, our own voter rolls are breaking that law. Because, for instance, the federal, one of the federal laws about, I think it's the Help America Vote Act or the National Voter Registration Act, one of the two, but it requires that a voter roll database have no more than a 0.0008 margin of error rate. And the margin of error rates in all of these states is in the tens and 20s, some of them. Nowhere even close to that. That's a clear violation of federal law. So that's the way they're bringing these temporary restraining order lawsuits to bear. And they're saying, no, we're not trying to stop the 2024 election. We're trying to stop the state voter roll databases from being used in the 2024 election. We have to go back to paper ballots until these problems are fixed. She said that since the real genius of dropping these TROs, temporary restraining order lawsuits, is that if you have different states and different federal districts, and if judges in the different districts come back with opposing judgments, these cases will go to the Supreme Court. Even if that doesn't happen before the 2024 election, the fact that the cases have been dropped establishes standing for United Sovereign Americans
for it to go up the ladder.
Well,
you see, this is the frustrating thing, Rebecca, is that you see, just as you said at the start, this has been going on for decades. This isn't new. It just keeps getting more and more complex, especially when you've got technology involved. And so the people are frustrated because here it is. Look what Joe Biden has done to this country in 3.5 years. The damage that he has done.
Incredible.
I mean, this is going to take generations for us to recover from if we have that opportunity to do that, if it doesn't get so locked down, because this is what the Democrats do. They figure, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll force it through. I don't care if the court's already told him you can't forgive tuition debt. He's just going forward and doing it. It doesn't matter. So he is supposed to uphold the law, and he's breaking the law so blatantly with impunity. And so whether it's that or whether it's, you know, voting laws and that sort of thing, the American people are fed up with this, because what are we stuck with? We're stuck with these people who cheat and do illegal manipulation. And meanwhile, our indebtedness continues to grow beyond $34 trillion.
Absolutely, and we need to stop thinking, oh, it couldn't possibly happen here, but it is happening here. This is not a free country.
Yes, there has to be a sense of urgency, no doubt about this. And there's no doubt, we had, I think it was estimated, 4.5 million conservatives that didn't even bother to register to vote or vote. I mean, that is a serious voting base that could make a big difference for 2024 and put our government back in the hands of we the people. Only if you're interested. If you're not interested and you want the same, you know, that we've got right now, well, get ready. The shared misery will only continue, right?
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, people do need to get very involved if we all want to preserve our freedom.
The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a pro bono social impact program that applies IBM technologies such as hybrid cloud and IBM Watson XAI and an ecosystem of experts to enhance and scale nonprofit and government organization initiatives helping populations especially vulnerable to environmental threats including climate change, extreme weather, and pollution. IBM will select 5 participating organizations to form the Resilient Cities Cohort, applying technologies like AI through projects that aim to support urban populations and make cities more resilient, safe, and sustainable in the long term. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer.
After 3 years working to improve lives and uplift vulnerable communities around the world, we're proud to recognize the success of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator by enhancing both our impact and our investment in the program.
IBM has committed to invest $45 million worth of in-kind donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program, increasing investment in the program by 50%. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
And it'll be another 20 years until North America can witness a total solar eclipse again. Many in the U.S. reflecting on Monday's big celestial event. This man traveled to the Texas Hill Country to see it.
You just can't describe how that feels. The greatest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything that cool.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, day after the eclipse. And, you know, I thought it was quite interesting. You know, the eclipse brought out all kinds of different perspectives. A lot of people definitely looking in the sky and wondering, okay, is this a sign? And depending on your ideology, if you're serious about the climate and you think that that's a problem, you know, some even on The View spouted out that this is referencing, you know, a need for a sense of urgency for climate change. Some looked at it from a spiritual point and said, wait a minute, we have an intersection of two eclipses that are taking place. It forms a cross. Some said an X. There was also a conversation about the trajectory of the eclipse traveling over seven, either in total or in part, seven cities with the name Nineveh in it. I guess you could draw from the eclipse whatever you want, and if it prompts you to seriously, I would say, look at it from a spiritual standpoint, and do something about your spiritual condition, then, hey, you know, I think that's a, you know, that's a positive thing in my humble opinion. Jeff Kemp is with us right now, the former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good, Bill. Yeah, for the eclipse, Stacy and I put a couple quilts out on the grass here in Little Rock. We were fortunate. We didn't have to travel anywhere. We had about 2.5 minutes of total eclipse. The temperature dropped. The sky darkened. The view was amazing. You know, I think a few extra birds and owls and things made some noises. But I checked it out on the internet, and I found that the sun is 400 times larger than the moon, and it's also 400 times farther away than the moon. And the moon was in its closest orbit to us, which meant that it was so close that it was big enough to fully block out and eclipse the sun. So it was just a remarkable thing. I don't think it's going to be 24 more years until that happens. But relative to the way you started the show, it said to me that the designer of everything, God Almighty, and Jesus, who was there, is unbelievably awesome in his intricate, amazing, perfect design. From the way the human body operates, to the fact that the Earth is the right distance from the sun to sustain life and nowhere else is, to the fact that he's got these planets and moons and the sun in orbit in such a way that we have amazing things like that happen. And so it just reminded me that I am a creation of a perfect creator, and I want to submit to him and figure out how to live his way, because I think everything else mankind comes up with looks flashy at first, but it fails.
Yeah. Well, God doesn't do things happenstantially. I mean, there's always a purpose, right, under the sun. So in this particular case, what's your takeaway? What do you think the eclipse, what do you think God is telling us? Because Jesus said, you know, there will be signs in the heavens, okay? And, you know, I think there's something here that needs to be, you know, outside of all the other stuff and everybody's opinion. I don't care about people's opinion. I care about what God says. What do you think God's, you know, trying to communicate to us these days?
Well, you know, he communicates to everyone in the exact same way in the scriptures. Okay, everyone has seen the exact same message presented from God. He communicated through the facts of history of Jesus Christ coming, fulfilling the prophecies, declaring he was the Messiah, the Son of God, that he'd be crucified, that he'd raised from the dead on the third day, and that he did it. So we've got you know, those communications from God to absolutely everyone at the same time, and those are rock solid. Beyond that, it says the heavens declare the glory of God, and that glory is meant to make us acknowledge that there's one authority, and that's God, and we are to gratefully receive him as our Savior and our Lord and turn to him and give all of the purpose of our life him. It will work out better, and of course it leads to eternal life, and it leads to shalom here.
Right.
So I think God's speaking still to individual people in different ways through the same, you know, events of nature, be it an eclipse or just a sunset that happens every single evening near the ocean, the birth of a child, the beauty of spring, green, life coming again after a barren winter.
Yes.
So I'm not sure about a macro sign God saying to everyone at the same time. But I do know that he's speaking to each person listening to this show. He's speaking to Bill. He's speaking to me. And I think we need to ask God, what are you saying to me? And go back to the scriptures and read the scriptures to see what his message is, what his prophecy is, what his perspective is on real life versus our temporary impressions of it. So I'm not sure. You know, is this one of the last day's final signs? Might as well take it so, because the Bible says we should eagerly expect Jesus to return. Mm. Eagerly expect Jesus to return. You'll live better if you do so.
Right. Are you ready? I mean, that was the deal, right? You know, the master of the house leaves and he comes back, and is he finding his servants, you know, prepared and ready and about right. the father's business? And, you know, maybe it's that. I think it is interesting that the trajectory did go across, some of these, you know, seven. It was interesting, seven. Whenever the number seven comes up, a number for completion, right? And perfection, you think, okay, well, maybe there's a message in that Nineveh, you know, I think that people of faith can look at where we are right now and agree that we need a massive, repentance, experience, you know, like what happened in Nineveh, so much so that the leadership was so affected. And when you look at the leadership of Nineveh at the time, they were very ungodly. I mean, you could say in a lot of ways, very much like America, but there was something there that struck them. And I think that there was probably some occurrences that happened before Jonah made it to Nineveh that kind of made the people wonder. And then God had empowered the word and presence of Jonah in such a way that it captured the hearts and minds of the leadership of Nineveh and the people. I mean, so much so, Jeff, that everybody was wearing sackcloth. They put sackcloth on the animals. And you sit there. You really, it is. And you think about where America is today right now, as chaotic and as illogical and the loss of common sense. It's like God must, I mean, I can hear God like he was talking to children of Israel, you know, when he asked them, he said, who told you to sacrifice your children, you know, to me? Whoever would come up with and think of something like that? That's how ludicrous some of these things are. Who told you, Jeff? Who told you that go ahead and if your child has a problem with some sort of gender ideology or gender understanding, go ahead and cut off their body parts? Who told you to do that?
The deceiver.
It's crazy.
The deceiver,
right.
Not God. The deceiver.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, it is this opportunity to reconcile God's truth. God's truth. It's a battle of God's truth and culture's truth. And you got to decide who you're going to serve. 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home. Go ahead.
I think you pointed out that there is a spiritual battle between good and evil, between God and his enemy, Satan. And we need to not be blind to that. And every sign shows us, humble yourselves before God and turn around to him.
Your website, Jeff, real quick as we wrap. Go ahead.
JeffKempTeam.com.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Let's go to Sam's Corner, all right? Let's check out these viral videos that everybody keeps talking about. Samantha Mao joins us now. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you, as always, talking about these, you know, these stories that can't help but put a smile on your face. And we're going to start out with a story about a guardian angel. A guardian angel that came down and blessed me is what they say. Police surprise a man with a new scooter after his scooter was stolen, right?
Yeah, that's right. So a few weeks ago, Michael, he's 32 years old, he was riding around on his scooter, which he just loved, and he, you know, made the mistake of letting somebody else borrow it for a test drive. And when the person did, they took it and didn't come back. And of course,
oh, wow.
You know, he's heartbroken. This is his mode of transportation to get around, and
yeah.
He was taken advantage of. You know, it's just like you think you're being kind, and I'm sorry, this is Paxton.
It's all right.
The police officers start looking into it. Sergeant Sadler, he like starts the investigation, and he discovered what a kind individual this guy Michael, who owned the scooter, was. And he was so touched by the story that he decided, like him and Sergeant Carochi actually decided they're going to get together and buy a new scooter. And then when their chief found out, they decided they're going to help too. So. There's pictures of this whole incident going down. And it's just, you know, so Michael ends up saying whenever he sees the police officers, well, they went and bought the exact same scooter. And when he said, I saw the police officers with that, he's like, it's like the guardian angel came down and blessed me.
Oh.
And, you know, it happened to be his birthday the day that they brought the scooter.
Oh, how cool is that? Perfect, huh?
Yes.
Yes. That's awesome.
I love when stuff like that happens. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
And you know, what is it about Michael? I mean, to be such a trusting young man to loan his bike, you know, his scooter out like that. I mean, there must be something exceptional about him to be generous, you know, with his possession, you know, like that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Paxton's got your attention. No, that's okay. I just, let's move on to this next story. This is about a dog named Hero. It kept a stuck owner warm and safe from coyotes for 2 days, huh? Wow.
Yes, can you imagine getting stuck? So this owner, the 61-year-old owner who they have not named, this is up in Alberta, Canada. So you can imagine being stuck outside there. This is not somewhere that people are necessarily going to stumble across you. And it's not somewhere that you're going to be warm and comfortable. The owner got stuck in a muddy ditch. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a couple of days before they were located, but this dog is an Akita breed, and his name is Hero. And this dog stays with their owner for 2 days straight, like keeping the owner warm and fighting off coyotes. And they were actually able to go find some humans. The humans knew the dog needed help, but they didn't know what was going on. So they called the police and they're like, I think there's an injured dog over here. Mm-hmm. And the police go to get the dog. And Hero lived up to his name and had the owner rescued too. Isn't that?
Oh, that's so cool.
Dogs just amaze me every day. You know, they really, it's like God just created them clearly to be, you know, we talk about the police officer being a guardian angel before. This dog was a guardian angel for their owner, and the owner was able to get it to the hospital and get medical attention and recover. And
How about the dog? Was the dog without food for the 2 days as well, being out there, right?
Yeah.
Or just managed to forage somehow?
A big tree. He made a treat out of those coyotes. But I was thinking, if I was the owner and that dog looked out after me for those 2 days, I think Hero might be getting a steak every night for the rest of his life.
You think so? I think so. Yes. Yeah. All in favor. No doubt about it. This next story is about a San Antonio student that collects over 300 dresses to donate to a local high school for prom and graduation. How considerate is that?
Yes. So Sophia Medrano. She actually hasn't even attended prom yet herself, but she just knows how expensive it can be. And her husband at a local high school had actually done something kind of similar. She had her own her own closet, and when a young man needed clothes to wear to graduation, he couldn't afford it. You know, everybody doesn't have something like that nice to wear with the pants and the shirt and the tie. So her cousin provided it. And Sophia was inspired, and she goes to Incarnate Word High School. She's a sophomore. And her goal originally was to provide dresses for young women for graduation and for prom. And she was like, I want to do 100 dresses. And so far, she has actually received 300 dresses and jewelry and shoes and all those other things that come along with dresses. And, you know, like, I borrowed my prom dress, which was a huge help. They can be hundreds of dollars, and you wear it one time.
It's expensive. I can't believe anymore. You know, and these kids in some places, I mean, before it was like, okay, you got dressed, and then, of course, these kids today, somehow, they all have to ride in limos, too, right? So let's just, let's just keep writing a bigger and bigger check here. But, you know, what about, you know, these kids that, you know, forget about a limo. I just want, you know, maybe a dress or a pair of slacks that I can wear so I look halfway decent, you know, going to a prom or a graduation, right?
And you hate to miss out on something like that because you can't afford it. And it's just, I just feel like things like this make something that could, you know, prom could be a sad thing to think about if you can't afford to even get a dress to go. Now with these kind of options, you know, I remember being very thankful that my mom happened to have a friend with a daughter that was that had a dress that was like my size and my style and made it so I could wear something beautiful to prom and it wasn't a burden at all. And, you know, it had been worn one time before I wore it. And it was like, you would never know. You would never know that it had been worn before. And even if you did, like, it's a wonderful gift. And I remember it making prom exciting. You know, it was like, oh, I have this beautiful thing to wear. Now I don't have to worry about, you know, being able to attend with my peers. And it was a really big blessing. So good for Sophia having the insight for this.
How cool. That's just an awesome gift, you know, to all these other young kids there in her community like that. You know, you flow to the need and you see something like that. And what does it take? I mean, you know, and it's amazing. Here she's thinking initially, I'll do 100 dresses. Now she's up to 300 dresses and probably counting, because it's almost like if you build it, they'll come, right? If you create, you know, a venue and where people probably sit there and go, yeah, and how many of those dresses, just like you said, were one and done? You know, they wore it once and that's it. I mean, you know, that's kind of a typical thing that you hear time and again. I don't know what it is. You know, well, I wore it for prom. I'm not going to wear it for graduation. I don't want to be caught in the same
dress.
True. I mean, it's like, right? It's like,
I don't know why that is a rule, but for some reason, if you wear a prom dress, that's it. You wear it the one time and it's done. And I'm sure a lot of these dresses hang in closets for the rest of life, kind of. It just kind of sits there.
And the parents are probably saying, hey, can we get together and create a little network here? And what we're going to do is our daughters, whatever prom dress that they had, then it's going to go into the graduation closet. And everybody can go in on, you know, and pick out a dress for graduation. So what if Susie wore it to the prom or whatever, you know, kind of deal. Because, well, the fact of the matter is, the reality that we're dealing with right now, the cost of living, Sam, I mean, at least $1,100 more a month. I was talking with Megan Barth a couple of weeks ago. She said in Nevada, it's over $1,300 more, you know, to live, to, you know, pay for what the, you know, the things you were paying for a year ago under this current inflation and administration that we're dealing with right now. And if that's not enough, then they're saying, hey, look at, we need more taxes. We need to spend more money. And, you know, the people look out and they see open borders and they see how the government is wasting money. Boy, we just can't wait to get in line with the, you know, on that one, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think the people just, especially if you're renting versus buying, the amount that goes up every year. I'm so thankful that we own our house, because, you know, you hear about people renting and you're like, how can you afford to possibly live? You're just waiting for things to come down, because otherwise you're just living on borrowed time. Like, it's really a tight time right now. So something like prom, that's the last thing you need to think about. That's the last kind of thing that you're worried about.
Exactly. But yet it's so important to our culture. And of course, every parent wants their son and daughter to go to, you know, if they want to go to a prom and look nice and or graduation and that sort of thing. What parent doesn't want their child to experience that? We've got about a minute left. Let's talk about teenagers again, about transforming trash into life-saving mats for the homeless. This is cool. Tell us about this.
So there's an organization in San Antonio, Texas called SAC, and they actually started making mats for homeless people. It takes about 15 to 17 hours per mat, and they use between 700 and 900 trash bags. But these mats are durable and something that can, you know, like we take for granted going into our warm bed at night. But this will be something that will change at least their sleeping situation for the better. And it's quite labor intensive, so good for these teenagers. They're trying to make a difference in their community with something that takes a lot of work.
And these mats, this is quality. I mean, this is really doing the job for these homeless people, right? I mean, you imagine.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is absolutely brilliant. I love the ingenuity of our young people and what they're doing here. God bless them for their efforts and participation in all this. And now you know why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.